James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
This weekend, we celebrate America's birthday, but how many more will she have?
There's no question that the sans culottes of the French Revolution are active. I mean, they're definitely walking around looking for heads they can put up on a pike.
As Christians, we will have to make some clear choices if the founder's vision for America is to continue into the future. Discover the tale of two incompatible visions on today's Truths That Transform. Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. 245 years ago this weekend, America's founders declared the nation's independence from England. They established this new nation on the unshakable foundation of God's truth, declaring, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." But sadly, these truths are no longer considered self-evident to many among us. On today's program, you'll discover the indissoluble link between Christianity and freedom in America, and the danger of severing those two. And as we begin, two definitive revolutions happened within just over a decade of one another, in the late 1700s, the effects of which are still everywhere today. One was the American War for Independence. The other was the bloody French Revolution. The difference in the effects of each is like the difference between day and night, which we forget today, to our great danger.
We are a nation under God, and I believe God intended for us to be free.
America's foundation was from the start intended to be a biblical vision of society and life. Most of our founding fathers were not themselves theologians, but they thought from a Christian worldview.
The Judeo-Christian values are the bedrock of Western civilization. They are the bedrock and foundation of the United States of America. Our founding fathers knew exactly what they were doing when they founded this nation and gave us the law that we have today.
On July 4th, 1776, delegates from the 13 colonies adopted the Declaration of Independence. This ushered in vast freedom and prosperity for this new nation, which was founded upon biblical principles.
Our history has empowered more people, given them the greatest levels of economic prosperity, the greatest levels of personal freedom to speak, to disagree with the government, to criticize the government, to assemble, and to encourage people to think like us. Those are some fundamental rights that we were given by God, enshrined in the Constitution and protected by government, that make us unique.
Where are people the freest and most prosperous? And those places will be places where the gospel has advanced the farthest and the freest.
Meanwhile, just a decade later, in 1789, the French Revolution began, a revolution that was amoral and godless.
Students of history have long observed the difference between what happened in America with the revolution that took place and the revolution that took place in France shortly thereafter. The American Revolution was driven by biblical principle. Those who were leading that believed that God was and that God needed to be honored. In France, there was a different spirit. Those who led that revolution were seeking to release themselves from any of God's demands or commandments.
They're entirely different in their sources and 100 other ways down the line. The American Revolution comes out through the Reformation from the Hebrew Scriptures, above all Exodus and Deuteronomy. The French Revolution has its sources in the French Enlightenment, Diderot, Voltaire, Rousseau. And then you go on down the line. They have a very different view of humanity.
The American War for Independence has been called the American Revolution. But some scholars question if it really was a revolution at all, in terms of the rule of law.
You know, originally, revolution was a scientific idea. A heavenly body would come back in a circle and then end where it started. But when that was applied to politics, there was a sense of moving forward.
Independence Day is the celebration of not just American independence, but of a doctrine of what I call interposition. It is not a revolution, technically. It is not a revolt or rebellion. It is interposition of duly elected state officials throughout the state of the American colonies against a tyrant who no longer had a legitimate basis to rule.
In other words, the Founding Fathers were attempting to make the King of England and leaders in Parliament follow the rule of law. However, the spirit of the French Revolution was far different.
In the American Revolution, humans are sinners, and so you need checks and balances and a separation of powers. The French Revolution is utopian. And as you know, whenever you have a gap between the ideal, which is unrealistic, and the real, it is filled eventually by violence. And so the radical left is always violent and coercive, growing out of their view of human nature. The famous saying of Diderot, "We will never be free until we strangle the last king with the guts of the last priest." In other words, in France, church and state, throne and altar, were one, and both were oppressive, so the revolution threw off both. You see the genius of the American Revolution. You have a separation of church and state, so faith flourishes despite disestablishment for a simple reason. It's based on the voluntary dictates of conscience. In other words, that supports freedom, so there's nothing to react against.
While the stark differences between both revolutions are clear, the societies that they formed in the aftermath are equally dissimilar.
Everyone understands that there are essentially only two kinds of societies. You have the Abrahamic vision of a society based on good people, on religious people, as many of the founders of the United States of America wrote in their writings of the period, that the system only works for people who are intrinsically and internally guided by a biblical vision of goodness. And the only other system is essentially one that always becomes a tyranny, and that is a center where it's not the Bible that is cited as the source.
Here in the United States of America, our ideas were constitutional government. Let's write down the rules and limit the size and the scope and the authority and the rule of the central national government. The rule of law was essential in our country. Under the French Revolution, it was the rule of the leaders of the totalitarian regime. The whole idea of concentrated power versus separation of powers.
While our nation's strong biblical foundation is abundantly clear, many of the radical ideas that spawned the French Revolution have crept their way into American society.
The spirit of the French Revolution permeates Marxism.
There's no question that the sans-culottes of the French Revolution are active. I mean, they're definitely walking around looking for heads they can put up on a pike.
And the Jacobins, who were the ones who erected the guillotines that killed something like 40,000 people in Paris during the French Revolution and right afterward, are very much the spirit of today's left. In fact, it was kind of ironic that some leftists actually erected a miniature guillotine outside the house of Jeff Bezos, owner of Amazon, and the Washington Post, saying, well, he's part of the ruling elite, so he's got to take off his head someday.
Karl Marx himself identified Christianity as one of the chief impediments to the establishment of globalized workers of the world united. Christianity has been consistently identified as one of those threats. And the reason is, if you're advancing a philosophy that requires people to be perpetually and irrepressibly oppressed and victimized, then a message that says, no matter where you come from, there's hope in Jesus Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. The core of Christianity is hope. Any ideology or philosophy, especially the theology of Christianity that gives people hope, is diametrically opposed to an atheistic or an agnostic Marxist worldview.
With the introduction of critical race theory in our public schools and other Marxist ideas being pushed by the radical left, America has begun to slip away from the foundations we were built upon.
Marx's idea of conflict theory, really reducing all of life to conflict between groups over limited resources. When you're talking about cultural Marxism and or sort of practical application of critical theory, if you will, you got to remember that the idea and the intention and the goal was a Marxist overthrow by force.
And I think we can say over all the history of the radical left, revolutions never succeed and oppressions never end.
That's why Bible-believing Christians in this country now must begin to resist the power of evil, stand on biblical truth, and make clear that you are willing to suffer consequences if they come for your stand, but you will not surrender ground. You will not give up.
There's not a nation in history that has survived forever. It has to be decided from generation to generation to generation. So we were started very much on a God basis. There were flawed people. They made mistakes, no question about it. But their heart was to pursue God and His principles. And if we pursue that ourselves, we'll be a safe nation. If we don't, we're going to be in trouble.
As you've just seen, the secular radicalism of the French Revolution was nothing like the appeal to God-granted rights in America's move to independence. Yet the spirit of the bloody French Revolution is ascendant today, particularly among elites in our educational and media institutions. And they are churning out a generation of militant radicals made in their image. They could not be further from the truths this nation was built upon. Dr. D. James Kennedy explains in this portion of a message he delivered at the Lincoln Memorial on July 4th, 1986, called America for God.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm sure that you join me today in wishing a very happy birthday to America. This indeed is a day of great significance. As we celebrate the birth of this great land, we know that this land has been principally made great because it is the great bastion of freedom and liberty. And of all of the freedoms which we most enjoy, that which was most important and still remains so is the freedom of religion. In fact, in the Bill of Rights, in the First Amendment, before they guaranteed the right of the free press, or the right of the freedom to assemble, or the right of freedom to petition the government, or even the right of the freedom of free speech. Before any of these, and first of all, they guaranteed the freedom of religion. And that was a unique act in the history of the world. On that day, for the first time in the history of this planet, religious freedom became a reality. There had been religious toleration before, but it had never risen to the level of religious freedom. America was a religious nation. In the 1890s, the Supreme Court of the United States, in the Trinity decision, examined all of the documentary evidence concerning the foundation of this country. And they concluded their investigation by saying that this country is a religious people. This is a Christian nation. It was that great faith in God and Christ that brought the founders of this nation to these barren shores. The Mayflower Pilgrims declared that they had come here to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia for the purpose of the advancement of the Christian faith. When the colonies got together in the New England Confederation, they said, "We all came into these parts of America for one and the same end and aim." What, my friends, was the single end and aim that brought all of the New England colonies together back in those early days? It was this, namely, to advance the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was the reason that they came. According to the Supreme Court, they established a Christian nation. And there is no doubt it is beyond controversy that the overall world and life view held by the founders of this nation was that which had been derived from the scriptures and was indeed enshrined in the religion of the Lord Jesus Christ. We should remember that the Christian nation which was established here allowed more religious freedom for more people of more diverse viewpoints than ever had been known before. Only in America could people worship any kind of God or no God at all. Only in America could they proclaim their views from the housetop, and today can voice them over radio or television. It is in a land where the teachings of Christ prevail. But if these secularists and if these atheists succeed in replacing that foundation with a godless one, I assure you that the religious liberty that made this nation great will become a thing of the past. We need, on the one hand, to obey the Great Commission, to take the gospel to every creature. And on the other hand, we need to obey the cultural mandate to take the teachings of Christ into every sphere of life. And one of the reasons for this gathering today is to awaken Christians in America to our responsibility to do just that. And I believe that this is the beginning of something which is going to be exciting. But we need to begin by reaching people with the gospel. And I'm happy to say that this is being done, but a great deal more needs to be done. In addition to evangelizing, we need to realize that if we're going to fulfill the Great Commission and also the cultural mandate, God said in the very first commandment that he gave to man in Genesis 1:28, he said, "Be fruitful and multiply." He said, "Subdue the earth and have dominion over it." That means that we're to take all of the potentialities that God built into every sphere of life, and we're to perfect those, and we're to offer them up to the glory of God. That is what we're to do. But instead of doing that, the church disobediently has retreated from those spheres, and we have left them to unbelievers who have moved into the vacuum. And they have taken the potentialities that are there and they have twisted and distorted them and perverted them, and they offer up the hideous result under the glory of their father, the devil. We need to do something about that, as God is robbed of his own glory in his own world. And we as Christians need to stand up and say, "Thus far and no farther shalt thou go." And I think that America is beginning to see what is happening in this country. And Christians are beginning to wake up to what their responsibilities and their potentialities are. And my friends, it begins with each and every one of you. You and you and you, called to be followers of Jesus Christ. We need people who are willing and courageous enough to witness to the congressmen and to the senators and the newspapers and the television stations, the radio stations, the people that run this nation right here in Washington. Those of you that live in this town should commit yourself to a strategy of reaching the people in the various levels of bureaucracy that govern this nation, too many of whom are completely in the dark concerning the spiritual truths that Christ brought into the world. We need to have a strategy that can change this world. They've never heard. They have been omitted in the breaking of the bread. And we've got to do that. We've got to reach the governors and the mayors and the senators and congressmen of this nation. and we can reclaim this nation for God. Do you believe that can be done?
If America is going to survive beyond her 245th birthday, it will require Christians to fearlessly and lovingly proclaim the truth and stand for it, no matter the consequences. We must point America back to her roots in God and in biblical law. Today, our cultural institutions are dominated by the heirs to the bloody, secular French Revolution, which attempted to dethrone God and establish a nation based on human reason alone, resulting in a bloodbath full of horrifying acts of barbarity. Today's offspring of that revolution seek to rewrite our history, marginalize Christians and conservatives, and cancel those who hold to traditional morality. They want to build a gender-fluid, socialistic utopia ruled by, you guessed it, ruled by themselves. The violence in our streets over the past year or so is just a preview of what they have in store for us unless we stand firm for the truth. Well, we have some vital resources to share with you that will help you do that. The first is a special DVD program called The Foundation of Freedom, A Conversation with Oz Guinness. Oz Guinness is one of the most insightful social observers of our time. And as a native of England, he has dug deeply into the Christian foundations that have made America great, as well as those caustic ideologies that are eating away at them. In this far-ranging and fascinating conversation, Oz and I delve into the difference between the American and French revolutions, as well as how those differences are the key to what is happening in our nation today. We will send you this extraordinary DVD, The Foundation of Freedom, A Conversation with Oz Guinness, as our thanks for your generous donation to proclaim truth and defend freedom in this crucial hour for America. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. And if you are able to give a generous gift of $60 or more, we will send you the DVD plus Oz Guinness's newest hardcover book, The Magna Carta for Humanity, Sinai's Revolutionary Faith and the Future of Freedom. Find out in this compelling new book from one of our most penetrating social observers how there is a continuing struggle today between the faith-filled revolution of Israel at Sinai and the godless, bloody revolution of France. In this book, Oz Guinness warns that we must choose between these two revolutions, between faith in God and faith in reason alone, between freedom and despotism, between life and death. I simply cannot recommend this book, The Magna Carta for Humanity, highly enough. And we will send it to you along with the DVD program, The Foundation of Freedom, A Conversation with Oz Guinness, as our thanks for your donation of $60 or more. Or we will send you the DVD as our thanks for your generous donation. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339. Or call toll-free, 877-962-7677. Or go online to djkm.org. Christians and conservatives often, and rightly so, will argue for a legal principle or a constitutional understanding based on the meaning and the intent of the founding fathers. That's a commendable approach, but the hard left and their fellow travelers in the media and education establishment couldn't care less what the founders had to say about anything. In fact, it goes even further than that. The left has outright disdain for the signers of our Declaration of Independence and the framers of our Constitution. Their undisguised aim is to snuff out every vestige of their legacy. While the nation birthed by those relentlessly brave statesmen has given the most freedom and prosperity to the most people in human history, today's leftist radicals view the founders and thus the nation they established as irredeemably oppressive and sinister. While it's true, our national character has been stained by the terrible historical injustices like slavery and Jim Crow. It's also true that the founders sowed the seeds of freedom in the Constitution so that those unjust institutions could not long endure. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the American Civil Rights Movement succeeded by calling Americans back to those founding principles. But today's radicals have come to pillage and destroy those truths. They want to overthrow those principles, dynamite our foundation, and take control of a new socialist utopia. They mendaciously use things like critical race theory, which teaches that America was founded on white supremacy and must be overthrown to allow the rise of a new Marxist state. Make no mistake, there is nothing new in that. This is the same totalitarian ideology that birthed the French Revolution, led to 100 million deaths in the 20th century alone, and reared its diseased head in the looting, murder, and arson on America's streets in the summer of 2020. Our Independence Day celebration is a good time to remind ourselves of the unparalleled legacy of freedom and prosperity bequeathed to us by the founding generation. It's also a good time to rededicate ourselves to opposing the liberty-crushing, nation-dividing, grievance-peddling collection of cultural Marxists who comprise the woke mob on the left. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for being with us. Here's a look at the next truths that transform.
Our founding fathers made it very clear that they said we hold to these truths given by our Creator, includes certain inalienable rights. Rights come from God. That's how they understood it. They don't come from government.
That's next week. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.